Man, Eve. Eve was the mother of everything. Eve was the mother of the garden. Right? She was the mother. So all the things that got contaminated through the high treason of eating and doing and disobeying. I'm going somewhere, young people, so y'all better listen. Y'all better listen. Don't let this slip over your head. All the things that's going on right now was a reflection of the disobedient. Amen? Y'all know Bible? They did the opposite of what God told them to do, right? Right. God didn't have a meeting with Eve, so God didn't go back and have a meeting with Eve. God had a meeting with Adam, so God went back to Adam. God had a meeting with Adam, told Adam what not to do, right? Eve, true love, allowed her to do something, right? Wrong. Don't follow after flesh. We was created to follow after the spirit. So I don't care what it feel like, look like, seem like, you connect your spirit man to the kingdom. Never be disconnected. Never be disconnected. Amen. You allow an outside source to stir you a different way. You allowed that. And then we walk around right now in 2022. The devil made me. The devil did this. The devil did that. You're putting everything on the devil. So I guess the devil made them eat. I'm asking. I don't know. I'm asking. I don't know how y'all thinking, but I know what happened. They let their guard down, Miss Kathy, and then they went with what seemed like. Because it was good to the eye. And man, do you believe God trying to withhold this kind of knowledge from us? It was good for the eye. Don't get me wrong, Brother George. But if I'm not mistaken, if God created the garden, what's in the garden wasn't good for the eye. Was anything in the garden dead? Everything was alive and well. But they let their guard down. Mothers, why are you letting your guard down? You stand firm on that word and you understand the word of God is what I'm going to stand on no matter what. Amen? Kids, no matter what kind of temptation, peer pressure come along your way, you stand on the word of God no matter what. Because when you stand on the word, then your mom is going to be pleased. Oh, y'all tripping on me right now? Okay, I'll show you. Boss, let's go to 3 John chapter 1, verse 4. Read it out of passion.
It is the greatest joy of my life to hear that my children are consistently living their lives in the ways of truth.
Is that not what? Oh, y'all need to hear that again? Okay. I did not read in that scripture where it said, when my kid bring me a card, a flower, send me out to eat. I didn't get that. Did I, Miss Kat? Did you get that? Read that again, boss.
It is the greatest joy of my life to hear that my children are consistently living their lives in the ways of truth.
Mothers, if you understand what that just said, and you really, really, really is touched by what that just said, and you need your kids to be about that word business, and that really, really, really resonated and set in on you. Can you stand for me? Okay, boss, read it again. I got two mothers stood. Y'all, you say, keep standing. Keep standing. Yeah, keep standing. Read it again because the rest of the mothers didn't understand. Go ahead.
It is the greatest joy of my life to hear that my children are consistently living their lives in the ways of truth.
If that means something to you and you're a mother, stand up. If that means something to you and you understood what that scripture said, you stand up. Now, these mothers are standing up all over this building. So if this is your mama, then she is showing you what makes her happy. She is showing you how big her heart just became. I don't care if you're 20, 30, 40 years old. If your mama's in here standing up, then that applies to you too. Because you're going to forever be a child to your mom, no matter how old you get. So you honor your mother. I don't care if you're 70. The Bible didn't say when you get grown, you do what you want to do. Amen? So I need y'all to look at y'all mothers. They standing up for a reason. They understand what that scripture said. Now, boss just read it for the mothers for the third time. Now I need boss to read it out loud for the kids. Kids, listen.
It is the greatest joy of my life to hear that my children are consistently living their lives in the ways of truth.
Woo! I just told my son last night. I said, son, it's good that you do good for 2 months. He looked at me. But it's even better when you be consistent. Oh, my bad. When we teach the kids, I don't just come from the top of the head. I go straight to it and bag it up with the scripture. Did y'all hear the last part of that scripture? Did it say it's consistent? Did y'all hear that? Man, what it look like I'm standing up here bringing the word of God, and then Monday I'm out there cussing out all my clients. I'm living any kind of life. God care about consistency. Bishop care about consistency from the members. You hitting and missing, it ain't no work. My family will not be here next Sunday, but I guarantee you, Bishop already know, because I'm consistent about doing things the right way. Bishop, we're going to be out because the boys got games. I'm consistent about what I do. I'm not missing because I want to chill. Mothers have a seat. But consistent. Mothers say consistent. All right, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10 through 16, coming out of the Passion. You guys, listen.
Who could ever find a wife like this one? She is a woman of strength and mighty valor. She's full of wealth and wisdom. The price paid for her was greater than many jewels.
Mm.
Her husband has entrusted his heart to her, for she brings him the rich spoils of victory.
Woo!
All throughout her life, she brings him what is good and not evil.
Mm.
She searches out continually to possess that which is pure and righteous.
Come on.
She delights in the work of her hands. She gives out revelation truth to feed others.
Mm.
She is like a trading ship bringing divine supplies from the merchant.
Woo!
Even in the night season, she arises and sets food on the table for hungry ones in her house and for others. She sets her heart upon a field and takes it as her own.
Come on.
She labors there to plant the living vine.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. And if you're a mother, guess what? You don't just do that when you feel like it. Come on, mothers, talk to me. Y'all don't just do it when you feel like it. The boss be having so much on her plate, but guess what? She still makes sure we have a plate. The boss be having so much on her plate, but she's still consistently being a mother. The word just got finished reading and showing you how powerful our moms are. Even when they back up against the wall, they are consistent on loving their kids. They are consistent on doing what it takes to be a grandmother. I ain't talking about older mother when I say grand. I'm talking about what a fine woman she is. And I'm not just talking about physical features. I'm talking about quality. I'm talking about value. Mothers hold such a value that you can't put a price tag to it. When you break down and they ain't even feeling well, they pick themselves up like ain't nothing going on and take care of you. Mothers can dig deep of deep and depth of depth to make sure everything and everybody in the house is okay and leave herself out. Mothers would be hungry outside of hungry, but make sure the kids got way more than enough, and then they'll just eat the crumb. But yet we want to slack on our mothers and not treat them every single day like they mothers. But we want to treat everybody else way special and way more than our mothers. Today, you're going to get in shape. And our mothers going to be so highly respected and honored. Mothers, I want you to know that God cares so much about you that he wouldn't even let me preach any of the other messages that I really wanted to preach. Because he felt like the mothers need that moment to be so exalted, that moment to get all the escalades, that moment to get all the trophies, all the hand claps, all the standing, all the running and skipping and jumping and hopping.